News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back into hour number two on a Friday. Of course, second hour on Fridays is devoted to talking with our local law enforcement members. It's Behind the Badge, and of course, this segment brought to you by Whalen Towing and Service in Fond du Lac. Officer Olson off this week, so we're joined once again by North Fond du Lac Police Chief Darren Pouch on a Friday. Chief Pouch, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Not too bad. My pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Had a nice week of weather this week. We had the 80s a couple days this week, and now back to reality, it looks like, for the weekend.
Definitely some warmer weather this weekend. Actually, the rain that we got wasn't all that unwelcome either.
That is very true. The lawn here at the station is actually starting to look a little bit green, so that's good. That's good.
Yep.
As we get into April. So we're going to talk today about a couple different scams that have been popping up in both the city and I think in North Fond du Lac as well. Obviously, there's so many going around. There's a ton that we talk about on almost a daily basis with scammers targeting everything from government agencies to online shopping to now COVID vaccines and stuff like that. But I know there's a couple that you wanted to focus specifically on this week. So where do you want to start?
I think what I'm going to start with is, like you just mentioned, Spencer, there are so many different scams that take place and so many ways for them to take place. So while I am going to, just briefly mention two recent ones that we've seen here locally, I want to encourage listeners and make sure that you have these conversations with family members as well. Don't get so caught up in, the company name or the bank name or whatever, because that stuff can change literally within minutes. And so somebody might fall victim to the exact same scam simply because it didn't have the name Kohl's associated with it when the first one did, or something along those lines. But we're going to end up, giving some advice to people that is just good overall advice and can help keep people safe from falling victim to any of those scams that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the first one, I understand it had to do, from what you told me off the air, it was at least part of it was about the Social Security agent. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the city of Fond du Lac had one recently where they were notified of a male who received a phone call from somebody claiming to be a federal agent who indicated to the caller that he needed to provide his Social Security number and a cash payment. And if he refused to comply with that, an agent would be sent to his house to arrest him on a federal warrant. The gentleman did initially provide the information that was being requested, but he also then contacted his bank and had them put a stop payment on it. So he wasn't actually out the cash, but could have been. And even when all was said and done, he still remained somewhat confused about the situation and why it wasn't legitimate.
So
I guess one of the I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so in this case, obviously, you get a call from someone claiming to be with a government agency. You ultimately would think, oh, my gosh, I have to respond to this, right? And that's not not the right step to take. It should cause you to pause instead of take action, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I've been doing this job for 30 years, and never in my career have I ever called somebody and demanded payment over the phone or something bad was going to happen to them. that's just not how law enforcement or even the IRS and government agencies, they're not going to send somebody to your house to pick you up on a warrant because you have fallen behind in payments. They're certainly not going to be calling and demanding a Social Security number or threatening to take you into custody if you didn't provide that. So those are just things that, like, I think you said it best. Those things they should cause you to pause as opposed to thinking, oh, okay, I got to deal with this right now. Those are the kinds of things where, somebody should feel totally 100% confident in saying to somebody, I'm not really comfortable with how this conversation is going. Let me reach out to, whether you want to tell them you're reaching out to an attorney, your son, your daughter, whoever else, ask for a phone number where you can call them back. And you know, I can pretty much promise you that conversation is going to come to an end quickly.
Right. And just like we've talked about with folks like yourself and with other consumer protection people, the government agencies don't call, like you said. It's usually in the mail if there is some sort of communication that the IRS or Social Security, it's that old school mail. It's not a phone, not even really an email half the time. It's going to be the old school traditional mail, and you'll get an official looking document there. That's another clue for you too, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Anything else with this first scam that you want people to know about? We've talked about, you know, pausing for a minute and really kind of thinking it through. Obviously, in most cases with a scam like this and kind of like what you talked about, they're very threatening. So obviously that's trying to get you to take action right away. Anything else we can learn from that first example you shared with us this morning?
Yeah, I guess the one piece of advice to write down or to take with you when you leave is if you receive a phone call from somebody and you don't know for 100% certain who that person is that you're talking to, it's not a family member or somebody that you routinely do business with, don't ever provide them money, credit card details, online details, or Social Security numbers. Worst case scenario, if they're claiming to be the IRS or they're claiming to be a law enforcement agency or anything else, let them know that, you know, okay, I'm going to look into this and I'll get back to you. And go find a legitimate phone number for that organization, whether it's the old school phone book or whether you reach out to somebody to help you get that number. Call them directly yourself and inquire about the information that you just received. Don't ever call back a number that they provide to you, and certainly don't just give that information to them because they've called you.
We're talking with North Fond du Lac Police Chief Darren Pouch here on Behind the Badge as we roll on here on this Friday morning on KFIZ. And Chief Pouch, you know, the second scam instance you wanted to talk about in specifics here this morning was one that at least claimed to have Amazon involved. Is that right?
Yeah. And unfortunately, in this one, our victim did lose $1,400 as a result of the scam. So this one is going to touch on what I was just finishing with in that little reminder that I gave at the end of that first conversation. But in this particular case, an elderly woman received a voicemail message from someone claiming to be with Amazon Security. They indicated that she had recently made a purchase at Amazon for a large amount of money and told her if that wasn't accurate that she needed to call back immediately, provided a number. And she ended up calling that number back. Of course, the guy claimed to be with Amazon Security and said that he was going to help her recover her money, but did the exact opposite. In this case, he ended up telling her that he could refund the money to her bank account if she provided that information. Said that he was going to immediately reimburse $400, but then sent her a document that appeared to indicate that he had accidentally deposited $4,000 in her account rather than $400. And then he told her that in order to correct that, he would need her to purchase gift cards and send him the card numbers and PIN numbers for the difference. And she ended up going out and getting the gift cards and calling him back and texting him. It obviously took some time and some effort on his part, but in this case, you know, she made the mistake of responding to the number that he gave as opposed to actually finding Amazon Security and contacting them to find out whether or not a purchase had actually been made.
Right, that's a lesson to be learned there for sure, and it's what you talked about earlier. You know, just because someone claims to be with a company doesn't mean they are, right? So that's where you need to go to Amazon's website. If you have an account, go through your purchase history, like, hey, did I make a purchase of $500 on Amazon or whatever it was? And if you didn't, that's the point where you reach out to Amazon and say, hey, I got this call. You know, is this real? You know, what should I do with this, right?
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, like I said, this caller ended up, or this victim, excuse me, ended up losing $1,400 as a result of the incident and now has to have her accounts closed and reopened, you know, in order to prevent any further victimization. It's a hassle, and you know, it's, and I don't say this in an insulting way, but it's easily avoidable, and I want to encourage people that, you know, these things can become confusing when you're talking to somebody and They're telling you what the outcome is going to be and how we can fix it right here, right now. It's easy to get caught up in that moment. And I would encourage people to, like you said earlier, pause, reach out to somebody else. And you know, I think that a lot of times these scammers are relying on people to be too embarrassed or you know, whatever the case is, to seek help with something like this. And that's the last thing we want. We want people to reach out to trusted family members or even to law enforcement. You know, in this particular case, the woman went out to buy gift cards, and she went to one store, successfully bought gift cards, went to a second store to purchase more, and the cashier store actually took the time to ask her why she was buying the gift cards and refused to sell them to her, pointing out to her that they believed she was the victim of a scam. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she left that store and went to a third store where she was able to buy more cards. You know, and so we had somebody who tried to do the right thing, pointed out that they thought she was being scammed, and unfortunately, instead of reaching out to law enforcement or somebody else to see what their take on it was, you know, she went to a third store and ended up losing additional money as a result.
Well, like you just said, it can be embarrassing, but instead of, you know, being embarrassed by this and then, you know, being out $1,400 or whatever the amount might be, just making a simple phone call should not be something to be embarrassed about, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, law enforcement will tell you all the time that we're here to help, you know, and we would much rather help prevent something from happening in the first place, as opposed to trying to investigate it and resolve it after the fact.
Very good, Chief Pouch. Anything else you wanted folks to know about this week?
Nope. Like I said, just, you know, try to follow those simple reminders. You know, keep it simple. Just try to do the same thing all the time so that you can avoid falling victim to these kinds of things.
Excellent, Chief Pouch. Thanks as always. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Spencer.